Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to the podcast today, and thank you for joining me. We're going to talk about how to get clarity. If you have ever faced a big challenge, you're already aware it's critical to know how to get clarity. Now, how does it feel to have a big challenge? It hurts to face a big challenge and have no idea how to resolve it. It's painful, frustrating, and raw. If you're facing a big challenge you've never faced before, there's this conversation that might go on in your mind. On the one hand, you might think that this is a common problem. Maybe everyone else has been experiencing what you're facing. On the other hand, everyone else seems to know how to solve it, but you don't. And you are not confident that their answers will work for your situation. It could be embarrassing to ask for help. Or it might push away your friends and family who have thought you were amazing up to this point. The big challenge is making you feel weak and completely lost. So you Google it, and you find advice that covers the entire range of possibilities, from ignoring the challenge to walking away from it, and from ignoring your feelings and powering through it to hiring a specialist to solve it for you. With so many possibilities and the sheer size of this big challenge, none of these options feels good. But you know that you're stuck, and you need to figure out how to get clarity. Your next steps to resolve this big challenge. Now, as you think about the awareness and clear thinking that you're seeking, what you're looking for, you really have two options. First, you can sit on this problem until something naturally unfolds. Or you can find a magical way to see more clearly in order to actually resolve the problem. If you sit on your big challenge until something naturally unfolds, you're going to have a bigger problem, right? You might be waiting for the rest of your life. If you find a way to see clearly and actually resolve the problem, things might get better. You can move beyond that problem to something else. You can conserve energy. You can have more time, more attention span, more personal resources devote to something else. And maybe you can turn whatever that problem was into something in the future. Those next steps, really the options of either waiting or resolving it, those are big problems, right? Most of us sit around and think somebody else has the answer. The amazing thing is, clarity is not that far away. When we're trapped inside our own thinking and all we're seeing is our own perceptions, we cannot find the answer. We're sort of in this loop of what we're thinking already. The truth is that inside our thoughts, we actually have the answer, but it's difficult to uncover when we're kind of labeling a lot of things, judging a lot of things. We might be blaming or be stuck in fear about some things. Now, clarity improves the connection and engagement between us and other people, between us and ourselves, between us and that problem. It increases trust and it increases transparency. It brings a new perspective to a situation that previously seemed difficult to see. Clarity exposes what is really going on. It's like it takes the fog away from the valley. I don't know if you've ever had experiences with fog, but for about 12 years, my husband and I lived in the Central Valley of California in a little town called Hanford. And in this town, there is regular fog during the fall season. The fog rolls in and it is really thick. You cannot drive down the road at a normal speed when the fog is there. In fact, one time when I was on a school bus full of teenagers in a band, we were going down the freeway unaware that there was fog up ahead. And all of a sudden, our bus driver had a sense that she should stop on the freeway. She immediately slowed the bus down, and all of a sudden, she hit a wall of fog. She literally could not see the road in front of her. Fortunately, she had already slowed down enough. She had very little space left to stop. She did stop, and in front of that bus, there were 105 cars in a major accident that had all hit each other because that fog rolled in so fast and it was so solid that nobody could see through it. Sometimes our problems are just like that. Now, we were fortunate not to be too deeply in the fog, but we were definitely in it once we got there. We stopped on that freeway. We waited a while. We were not sure what to do in our big school bus, and pretty soon, police officers came along on the side of the highway. They actually had us turn the bus around and drive backwards up the freeway and off the on-ramp to get out of that situation. It took hours to take that 105-car pileup and pull all the cars apart and tow them off the freeway and deal with such a major accident. That kind of blockage, the sudden fog, thicker, just really stopping all progress, that sometimes happens in our lives. We may be working, we may be having our family life or our personal development, we may be engaged in our church community, and suddenly something happens that's just like that thick fog has rolled in. Maybe it seems like others around us are doing fine. Maybe not. But either way, we are seeking light. We are seeking openness. We're looking for a clear vision of what's really happening in our lives so that we can make decisions. We can take action. We can feel good, and we can see the path ahead of us. Now, when we were in that bus on the freeway in the fog, we wanted nothing more but to see clearly what the path ahead of us was. That would have been beautiful. But that was not going to happen on its own. We could have sat there for 5 more hours and we would have still been in the fog. Now, it's not always that way. Sometimes the fog just blows away, right? But in a case like we were in, not so much. Now, when we see through our own perspective, which might be limited by our life experiences, our current knowledge, our understandings, our education level, our family background, our culture, all of those things that make up the unique person that we are, as we're seeing things through our limited understanding, many times there are other angles to a situation, to a problem, to a story. Many times there are possible solutions or ideas that would help us at least, but they might be just beyond our understanding, or they might just be beyond who we are in the moment. But maybe next week, next month, or next year, we would be far more capable of latching on to those ideas and coming by them naturally. For example, when I think about my younger self just 5 years ago, 5 years ago was right before the period in which I had major weight loss. It was hard. It was diligent effort for months and months, and I was aiming to lose about 100 pounds. Before I did any of that, I had no knowledge of what that journey would be like. I had never been successful at it before, and I had a big problem I really wanted to solve. Now that it's 5 years later, and I lost that weight, and I've gained and lost again the bottom 20 pounds a few times, I have a lot more knowledge and experience, and I can look back at my younger self just 5 years ago. I can think about what advice I would definitely give my younger self. Now, I could not have created that advice up front. It was not even within my understanding. Clarity improves your possibilities for success. Now, there are some strategies we can use to get clarity. What works? One of them is to reflect upon the experiences we're having. So the first step is to slow down, pause, and reflect on what's going on, what the facts are, what emotional spinning things are out there that we need to kind of set aside, and what's really the story. Once we can see what the real story is in the current situation, we can begin to get really curious and we can ask some questions. The type of questions we ask can propel us towards greater clarity. For example, why do I care so much about this? Why is this bothering me so much? What are my feelings really trying to tell me? Am I afraid of this? Is this a warning to me? Is there something about the situation that is a problem for me where I need to stop and really think through the consequences that could happen? What are the options? How is this going to impact my life? How is this going to impact my family? How is this going to impact my job? Is there something more I need, like a person, some advice, a resource, new skills, new insight, new understanding to understand the problem better? What can I do to gain perspective to see this situation more clearly? So that first step of slowing down and reflecting on what's going on generally involves those questioning strategies. We can start to explore the story. We can start to see what's really happening. The second step to gaining clarity is to pause and just let it settle. So we've stopped and reflected. We've started to ask some questions, and now we're just going to think about it a little bit. Maybe it's going to be a few hours, maybe a day or two. The more distance we get from the intensity of a big, challenging problem where we're living in the fog, the more distance, the more clarity we get. Maybe we're going to go for a run, and when we come back, we'll have a clear head. I'll tell you what works for me. When I put my noise-canceling headphones on and I put on my favorite music, something peppy, inspiring, and upbeat, I'm always feeling better. And I can look at any problem after that with fresh eyes and fresh perspective, and I have a lot more clarity. Sometimes it's just waiting, taking a nap, or going to bed for the night and approaching the problem again the next day. Either way, a little bit of space is a good second step to increasing clarity. Third, we want to just do one thing at a time and eliminate all distractions. So if we're thinking about the problem and we're working out potential solutions or benefits or pathways forward, if we eliminate distractions, that means we're not sifting through the emails, we're not surfing the internet, we're not looking at all the text messages and photos on our cell phone. We're just setting aside all those distractions. Maybe we're going to take a walk outside. Maybe we're going to sit on the bench in front of the property, or maybe we're going to sit with the dog or something for a while, pet the dog. Maybe we're going to call a friend. Pick one thing and eliminate all other distractions. And then the fourth step I would recommend is to focus on your overall wellness. It's very difficult to overcome a challenging problem or scenario when you're not feeling very good and when you don't have energy. Taking a warm shower or warm bath, having healthy food, not overeating, drinking lots of water, getting some rest, taking care of yourself and being a little more compassionate, a little more kind to yourself. Really give yourself the attention that you need to feel well and to feel whole so that you can attack the problem clearly. And then lastly, I recommend when you've already done these steps of slowing down, reflecting, pausing, giving it some space, eliminating distractions and just doing one thing at a time, and then also focusing on your overall wellness. When you've done all these things, if you still need greater clarity, there are incredible tools out there that can help you to achieve this. Some of those tools are assessments, surveys, coaching type of activities. I have been professionally coached over the past year or two, and I have had a lot of clarity about problems I was facing or about roadblocks that literally had stumped me my whole life. I used to really battle with feelings of self-doubt about certain projects. And through coaching, I was able to understand why I thought that way, why I did those things, and how I could move beyond the self-doubt that troubled me. There are other reasons why people get coached as well. Coaching activities can teach you about your personality. Maybe there are certain things in your life that really work for your personality and certain things that just don't. This kind of insight can help you appreciate who you are and not be so hard on yourself. Likewise, strengths assessments can be really great tools to help identify some really positive things about yourself. The more you dive into these kinds of tools and these kinds of activities, the more the lights just turn on and you start to see yourself more clearly. You start to think in a positive direction. And when you're thinking positively and being grateful and seeing things as possibilities instead of deficiencies, this opens up creative thinking, it opens up possibility, and again, it turns on the lights. So whatever problem you're facing where you really need the clarity, or maybe it's even about just life and you want clarity about your own life, how you should live it or how you should want to live it, or how to achieve the goals that you already know you have, the more information you get about yourself, the more clarity you're going to have to solve those problems, to line up what you like to do, and to achieve the goals that you would like to achieve. So clarity is one of these staples on drbcoach.com. I have a whole page dedicated to clarity that I'm always adding to. Clarity is one of the reasons we do coaching. It's also one of the reasons why people pursue an education, which is my real passion in life. I'm so passionate about education, the value of education, and how one can grow through pursuing an education. Coaching is more of that. Coaching is an opportunity to get educated about yourself and to gain some skills, tools, and possibilities that you can use to solve problems, to achieve goals, and to help in a practical way get you where you want to be. In many ways, coaching can completely transform your life. Once you see things differently, you add to your knowledge, you increase your awareness of yourself and of situations, there is absolutely nothing that you can't do. You can literally achieve things you never imagined before. Clarity can work wonders in your life towards helping you just move in all those directions that you always wanted to move into and become the person you really want to be. That person that's really you on the inside, just waiting to shine. I hope you'll think about clarity this week and all the ways in which you already have achieved clarity in the past, how you've been able to shed light on things that were difficult for you, and ways in which you might still want to do that in the future. As you do that, I know you will be able to find new solutions to problems that previously were really difficult for you, maybe even impossible. Best wishes to you throughout this week as you pursue greater clarity. And here's to being the best version of you. This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.